Hey, everybody. Welcome back to It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast, a podcast focused on normalizing everyday challenges such as mental health, addiction, grief, divorce, loss, and many more. I hope this episode inspires you to be your best self and to live your dream life one day at a time. Hey, everybody, welcome back to It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast. I have been on a little bit of a break. I actually went on a trip to Costa Rica, a little ladies wellness holistic healing retreat, and it was so much fun. That's actually what we're going to talk about on today's episode. I'm going to share with you guys what I did, what I learned, all the fun things, and also I'm going to share with you guys some exciting new podcast things to come. I've been working on like a little bit of a relaunch while I haven't been doing episodes, just trying to figure out how to provide, you know, better content, more insightful tips, different things like that. So we are going to be back with the YouTube videos so you guys can actually watch or listen wherever you prefer. But let's get into it. Today's episode, the life update episode. So if you guys have ever heard of the AGU podcast, it is actually a podcast by girly pop named Anna Grace. And I actually started following her originally years ago because she's always posted the most fun fashion inspo. And then she basically had like kind of like an out-of-body experience where she learned that she has like spiritual intuitive gifts, and she is actually an Akashic Records reader. If you're not familiar, that is basically like angel readings, soul purpose readings, and you guys know I'm so into things like that. So I went on a retreat that she hosted in Costa Rica. I actually signed up like a year ago, it seems like. So by the time the retreat came, I was like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot. It was like coming up on me so quick, which was so much fun. And with the retreat, I knew nobody. So it was AG. She brought a plus one who was like a Pilates breathwork meditation yoga instructor, which was super cool. And then me and then 15 other girls that I had never met. We all had a group message before. So we had been chatting, but I hadn't met any of them before. And I honestly was like a little nervous going into it because I was just like, oh my gosh, like having like a little bit of social anxiety. Like that's a little people, you know, all the things. But from the moment I got there, I was like, oh my gosh, I love all of these girls. We're all so on similar journeys, similar paths. And it was just a ton of women really focusing on supporting other women, which was so cool. So on night one, we all got into Costa Rica and we basically did like a meet and greet dinner, got to meet AG, got to meet all the girls. It was so much fun. We actually ended up having like a like family dinner style table for dinner and breakfast every single day, which was so fun. We had time to just like connect, chit chat, get to know each other. And then we did like a little get to know you meditation, intention setting, different things like that. And so my intention going into this trip was really to focus on kind of like the next chapter of my life, what that is supposed to be, how it's supposed to show up, and kind of knowing that it's supposed to be something around the world of sharing about faith and mental health and addiction. But like, how does that kind of come to fruition into a business as well? And so that was my intention, really just being able to go into the trip and really just focus on that. So that was really just kind of what I wanted to tap into when I was spending time in meditation, trying to, you know, connect with, learn about all the things. So then the next day we did a little spa day. So it was actually me, my roommate Madeline, and then another girl, Caitlin, who was on the trip. Love both of them, honestly. And so we got to go do this like kind of like couples massage, but like girl edition. It was like down by this river and there were these massage beds and we got like a massage and a facial and exfoliated and like rinsed off in the hot springs. It was so fun. And so we really just got to like connect, spend time, chit chat, catch up about life. Me and Madeline are on such similar journeys in life, which was so cool since we roomed together. And then Caitlin honestly is just such a special angel human. So it was a really good time. Then after that, I actually ended up going to the resort or like hotel that we stayed at. There were a ton of places you could walk to. So you could walk to different areas to sightsee. You could walk to waterfalls. You could do like an adventure center, all this stuff. So I actually ended up going to this place called the Red Pond, which was just like this really cool area that had like all these red rocks and this pond with these two girls that I met, Amanda and Michaela. And it's so funny because I had so much in common with both of them, like in very different ways. And so Amanda is actually kind of coming into like her little calling, her huge calling of being a singer and songwriter. And she like wrote a song on the plane on the way to Costa Rica. And then like she played a song for me and Michaela that she had recorded. Oh, it was so special. Then Michaela is another girl who's obsessed with trying to visit all the national parks. And y'all know how much I've been loving visiting the national parks. And I love connecting with people who also have seen parks because I'm like, okay, tell me of the ones you've been to, what do you love, what do you hate? Like, because there's so many and it's kind of hard to decide like which one do I want to see next, you know? So I just love like the like random but like very insightful connections. That was so cool. So then that we did kind of like a group dinner and then we did another like meditation session. So much fun. And then we also got into doing a little dance workshop. So one thing that I love is AG is very good with like somatic body movement as well as just like teaching women that you can just dance, have fun with it. It doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter if you feel silly, just have fun, move your body. So she did quite a few like dance sessions while we were there and they were so fun. Some were like choreographed things that she made. Some were just free movement. Some were like dance releasing anger. Such a cool part of the trip. And I was telling her, I was like, I love that you did this because I love to dance. But like I used to always dance when I was drinking. And now that I'm not drinking, I'm like, how do people dance sober? This is so weird. And so that was just like a really cool, really special part of the trip. So then from there, the next day we did like a meditation and breathwork opening session. And then we started doing work in our little groups called Power of Eight. I had never heard of this concept. So basically the concept is that you have a group of eight and everybody kind of sets an intention and they share that intention with the group. And then everybody basically sends them positive light, energy, prayers, intentions to helping, you know, that thing kind of come to fruition, whether it be guidance or, you know, something within themselves they need to come to terms with, whatever it is. And that was so cool. So there were eight of us. We all set our intention and then like did like a little meditation, sending each other like positive energy and prayers and all these things. And honestly, some of the things started to just like come to fruition so quickly for some of the girls. And it was so cool to watch unfold. So that day, then we went horseback riding to a waterfall, which was so fun. So literally we rode horses for like an hour, hour and a half. And I love to do stuff like that. And then we ended up at this waterfall that was pretty chilly, but it was so nice because by the time we got done with horseback riding, I was sweaty. I was tired. I had a little snack, hopped in the waterfall, drank some water. And it was such a beautiful experience. If you guys follow me on Instagram, I did like a whole recap. It's like under one of my highlights, Costa Rica. You can see all the things I'm talking about. It was so breathtakingly beautiful. So then from there, we just went to the hot springs and then went back at dinner. And it was like a super long day that day. So then we kind of all called it a night. And then the next day, we went to hike at a national park in Costa Rica. Again, you guys know I'm so into that. So we went to hike at this national park where the volcanoes are. And first of all, we get there. Maybe the second day we go to the yoga deck where you can like see the volcano and we're asking the guy that's our guide, like, hey, you know, when's the last time the volcano erupted? He's like, it's been a while, you know, probably like a month. And I'm like, what? So we go to see what I now know is an active volcano. And okay, here's what I was picturing. I'm picturing Shrek, right? So like I'm picturing we're walking across a swinging bridge over lava. Like it wasn't quite like that. It was more kind of like if you ever went to like Yellowstone and seen the geysers, it was kind of more like that. but it was super cool nonetheless. Just like my expectation was like a little like animated compared to what it actually is in real life, you know? So that day there was a girl on the trip named Niche, and she actually is kind of coming into her calling as like a medium, a psychic, yoga and breathwork instructor, like all these things. And so she led me in this like yoga meditation breathwork session, and it was so beautiful. And we got done and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. Like, do you do this? And she's like, no, it's like something I've been wanting to get into, but like, this is the first time I've ever done it for anybody. And I was like, stop, you have to start doing this. Like, that was so good, so relaxing, so insightful. And guess what? She is now going to start doing some of those classes at Caitlin, one of the other girls from the trip's gym, literally next week. How cool is that? Like, there were so many women just like bringing to fruition their callings and like these untapped gifts that they hadn't shared with the world. And it was so cool to watch unfold. So then whenever we did the national park, the walk was long and it was hot, but I connected with two of the sweetest girls, Maddie and Molly. And we literally just chit-chatted like the whole walk, just about like our journey with faith and how that like is incorporated in life, family, childhood, just life in general, careers, relationships. Like, it was so fun to just like walk around and chit chat and connect. And I had the best time. And there were so many girls on the trip I connected with. I can't name all of them, but another girl I connected with a lot is this girl. She's totally my fitness inspo now. Her name's Jackie. She's actually retired from the Marines. Ooh, I hope I got that right. I want to say it was from the Marines. And she is just like fitness. She's very healthy. She eats clean. She has like such a positive attitude. And like, there were just so many people that I connected with that I was like, oh my gosh, you're so my inspo for like this thing. And that was so cool. So the next day was like our last full day. And so our guide's like, hey, since you guys have like a pretty like chill day, do you want to go to this beach that is like probably an hour, 45 minutes to an hour away? And we'll just like hit up some beach shops, spend the day at the beach, go to like a authentic place to eat. We're like, yes, let's do it. So we go here to the beach and we basically do, like, we finish our power of eight. So everybody who hasn't set the intention, we finished those. It was so cool to do on the beach. And then we did a ton of dance movements. So literally it's like 20 girls on the beach just dancing to like a loud playlist. Fortunately, we're like in a little cove. There's literally nobody on this beach. It's a Monday. It's like a little private cove beach our guide took us to. So it's literally just us jamming, dancing. AG taught us like somatic movement. She taught us like a way to dance that you can release anger, which I didn't know that existed, but it was so cool. And we were just out there dancing, releasing anger. And AG also spent a lot of time like, I feel like acknowledging that a lot of women feel like they have to like suppress certain emotions or certain emotions aren't okay to have. And instead was like, hey, all women are angry. Let's release that. Let's try to get rid of that. Like, it's okay to have these emotions. And that honestly was just so cool to just experience, especially in like a big group of women. So then that night we just did like the big dinner. We did like some pictures after. We all hung out and it was the greatest time, honestly, the whole trip. The next day we did a goodbye meditation. We all rode to the airport together. We all had late flights, so we're literally just like running around to each other's gates whenever everybody's leaving, like saying goodbye to everybody as like everybody leaves like one by one. It was so cute, honestly. And I want to share with you guys some lessons that I learned. So an important lesson that I feel like I learned was to stop and listen to your body, whether that means your body needs rest, whether that means your body needs to release anger, whether that means your body needs movement, whether that means your body needs you to just stop, do a meditation and just reconnect, like whatever that is, listen to your body and give your body what it needs. And the other lesson is to learn how to release anger and to accept that it's okay to have anger and to be angry, that you have to find an outlet or a way to get rid of it so that way it doesn't just consume you or impact your attitude or your mood or different things like that. So that is my little life update, Costa Rica recap, all the things. And so last thing I wanted to touch on before we wrap up this episode is I wanted to tell you guys some of the things I've been working on for the podcast. So I have been working on getting guests to start coming on the show. So essentially, I have just been kind of praying about like, what is the next thing I'm supposed to do with the podcast? And the next thing is going to be, I'm going to start doing guests once a week where I'm just going to have different inspiring women come on, share their stories, share their journeys, whether it be with faith, mental health, addiction, grief. I have all sorts of things coming. I'm so excited about it. So starting next week, kind of the flow will be Monday, Mental Health Monday episode. Mental Health Monday episodes, I'm going to start at the end trying to share like a couple tips or takeaways that I've learned for that topic. Because basically, I've now done so much like therapy and mental health work that I've got a lot of tools in my toolbox, if you will, of like, hey, if you're having really bad anxiety, if you're struggling with depression, here's some practical things you can do. And I want to start just being able to share those a little bit more. So that's what the Monday episode is going to be like. And then Wednesday episode is going to be a guest episode. And I'm actually going to do my first guest episode tomorrow, which will be super fun. And then Friday is going to be Faith Friday, and I'm going to try to unpack probably like a book or half a book of the Bible each time. And basically what I'm going to do is explain what I'm learning in the Bible to you guys in like human terms, as well as explain how it relates back to my life or how we can use things that were in the Bible, you know, thousands of years ago and relate those to everyday life today. So that's what we have to come on the podcast. I am so excited you guys tuned into this episode, are part of this community. And as always, happy healing, babes.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast. I'm your host, Madison. If you want to get tuned into more episodes, you can click the follow button in the top right-hand side of your phone screen. This will actually notify you when new episodes are published. If you love this episode, please leave a 5-star rating and review. It really helps with the show. And last but not least, if you thought of someone during this episode that you were like, I really need my mom, my bestie, my sister to hear this episode, please share with a friend. And as always, happy healing, babes.